Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We are now back with episode 3 of the Ask Tiffany Show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the lady with the most pizzazz in the world in the building. It is Ask Tiffany. What's going on, boo?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we made it, we made it, we made it. It's Sunday.
Yes, indeed it is.
We have so much to cover because this week was full of excitement and entertainment. So tell the people what you've done since last Sunday's show so we can just get caught up with you.
Lord, that's I've done a lot. This whole week has just been crazy. It's just been one thing after another, honestly and truthfully. Crazy in a good way because I'm getting ready to finally, you know, organize my film studio, but it's also crazy in a bad way as far as family drama. It's just a lot.
Girl, listen, girl, say less. It has been a wild week for me. Listen, I can tell you, for Martin Luther King Day, I was writing a character letter at work, so I understand when you say it has been a lot. So anyways, so let's get this show started. And, you know, I want to start it with the part that gets everybody excited. So y'all don't know, but we talked about this in the opening show, but she does this segment called Fun Sex Friday. So every Friday on her page, she puts out a new fun sex fact. So for those of you guys who aren't frequent to her page, we're going to bring it to the show so we can have things to talk about. So, Tiffany, what was this past week's Fun Sex Friday? If you want, you can read it to the people, or you can just share an overview how you want to share it, but it's up to you because this is the Ask Tiffany Show. So give people the fun sex fact from this past Friday.
Well, I'll just give kind of like an overview because I forgot to write it down. So I don't remember the exact date. But a study that was done, and according to this scientific study, now, you know, keyword is scientific, if women swallow during oral copulation, I'll say, they are less likely to develop high blood pressure and preeclampsia during pregnancy. And I want to say it was done in, like, 2013, but I forgot to write it down after I posted it, so I don't know if that's the actual date or not. But it was, like, a recent study.
So now we got to find out, because if that's what we're going to be telling people out there because of the scientific studies, ladies, we want to know how many of y'all are swallowing, and if you did swallow before it happened, children and going through childbirth, did you have preeclampsia in the process? So,
I'll just say this. I don't have any kids. So, on that end, I have no dog in that. But
so,
you
also have who?
I also don't have high blood pressure.
Well, listen. Swallowing does save lives. That's all I'm saying. Now, because you know there are multiple studies for health benefits of sperm when it comes to swallowing or using it, or skin cream and all that different stuff. So
I'm not going to use it as a skin cream, but it has like you know zinc and stuff in it, so like it's like good for your teeth and all.
So I'm just saying, there's thousands of studies, and I'm not going to tell ladies which studies they should or shouldn't follow. But, you know.
I caught that.
But, you know, I was actually reading today. I was reading a good story today, a good article. And it's not a sex fact, but it's kind of along the same, you know, fact of bodily fluids. That they are now saying that there have been growing studies in COVID, and they said that breast milk has antibiotics in it that helps reduce the effects of people catching COVID. So, again, I'm not telling y'all to go out there and just start putting the baby's milks in your mouth and start taking the nipples away from the baby.
Well,
but
you know, what's funny about that is, you know, the Maori twins, one of them was really sick. Whichever one, okay, so, you know, one just had a baby within, like, the last couple of years, you know. And not long after she had her baby, her twin got really, really sick. And she said nothing was helping her. And so the one that just had the baby, and I'm not going to pretend I know which one is which, you know, but the one that just had the baby, like, took her some birth milk and, like, put in, like, some tea or something like that, and she started to feel better.
Wow.
So I believe
I am a big believer in herbs and natural products and natural milk and things of that nature. I got one more before we move on from this bodily fluid conversation that we just happened to put ourselves in. But this was a good friend of mine. She posted this earlier today. And it says, ladies, suck his dick and then pretend you swallow. Go in for a kiss and then drop them kids off in his mouth.
Okay, that's disgusting. I do not recommend that.
Ladies, I'm just going to say, you don't want to get fucked all the way up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, unless you don't mind losing a couple of front teeth, you know, and I don't absolutely do not condone, you know, violence against women or anything like that, but that's kind of like, yeah, that's going to happen. You're going to get punched.
Now, ladies, I love y'all. And y'all know I am a big supporter in the ladies' movement. But all I'm saying is if you like your teeth, then, you know, keep your teeth. So, okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next topic because we got plenty of things to get to because I know Tiffany always got good stuff. So, Tiffany, what is your best meme of the week? And I know more than likely it's going to be in the realm of the BS guy. Because they rolled that all the way the fuck out. So what was your number one meme on your page for the week?
Probably this Bernie Sanders meme that's going around. Oh, my gosh. But hold on, though, because now somebody photoshopped him because, you know, Conor McGregor fought last night and lost.
No, he didn't lose. Somebody got murdered.
It looks same difference because they didn't Photoshop twice because they didn't Photoshop Bernie Sanders with his arms around Conor's throat. And I'm just like, oh, my God, that's the one.
Just when you didn't think they could take them mittens to a new level, when I tell you, because I went ahead and posted mine for the win last night because they had two. The first one I had was Conor McGregor knocked out in the church on the front pew sleep. So that was mom, but I knew they was coming back with the mittens. So other than the Conor McGregor, what were some other good ones that you had from that Bernie Sanders? That's been a melee since Wednesday. So
that's been a major one, I got one now that's my cover photo on Facebook where he's like, he's been photoshopped into like the purple bathtub with Prince, and the caption goes, "Dig if you will these mittens." Oh no, it says, "Touch if you will these mittens." Touch if you will these mittens.
See, that's how I know you petty. you're just petty. I know who you are, and I'm gonna let you have that. But you petty.
What? I wasn't the one that did it. I just posted it.
Oh, that's what we're calling it. You just posted.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Out loud. That's what you ladies always like to tell us is y'all do it out loud. So, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was telling them yesterday, I said, you know, the saddest part about Trump no longer being in office is I don't like watching the news anymore. And people are like, why you don't like watching the news? I'm like, it's boring.
Because he was
such an idiot.
Yeah. He was such an idiot. He provided so much entertainment.
Like, the content that you just got on a daily basis, like, you know, for those who are younger than us and getting to be around for George W. Bush Jr., if you didn't understand, Bush Jr. gave us so much content, but Trump
yes.
took content to the absolute, when I say absolute,
new level.
The absolute, I mean, the reason why I'm sad is because I know here's the funniest thing I saw all week. So remember how they talked about George Bush leaving the White House? They replayed that and re-aired it and talked about Trump. And when I tell you, it just made it seem so much more funnier because I know Trump got to Mar-a-Lago and just was throwing, he was throwing a whole tantrum, but there was nobody to see. Because, you know, they just took him off of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pornhub. First of all, how fucked up as a person do you have to be banned from Pornhub?
Hey, you know, I don't even know if that was true or not, but it was just so funny that I couldn't help to not share.
Right? Like, when I saw that, that was the first thing I shared. I was like, bro, dude banned from porn. Like, I've been banned from a lot of things in life, but porn is, I mean, yeah. Anyway, let's keep it moving. So, okay, what has been your current funny thing for today? Because I know you always come up with something good. I know you always got something that we're laughing about. So what was your best post today to get everybody all riled up and laughing today?
I started this morning. So I understand that this world, specifically America, I understand the basis of religion is mostly Christianity, and I have absolutely no problem with that. I love Christians. Some of my best friends are Christian. I mean, you know, not in the whole racist, some of my best friends are black type of way. You know, I'm not a Christian, but I love Christians. What I don't like is the Christians that are extremely anti other things, you know. And so for some reason this past week, my timeline has been very much anti-root work. And I understand a lot of people get scared when you talk about root work. You know, they still people still ignorantly consider it evil. That's fine. But so this morning I started, you know, getting them all riled up. So the first thing I posted this morning was, if you ever woke up on a Saturday morning, turned on some good music, and cleaned your home, then you've done voodoo. So congratulations, you're going to hell with the rest of us.
Okay.
Welcome to the
dark
side.
I saw that, and I'm like, you know, here's the thing, because, like, I'm not anti-religious. I do have a big respect for the religious community, because whatever you need to do to change your culture, your narrative, I'm for that. But what I tell you, it wasn't even the first one that you posted. I know that was the first one, but read the second one. Because the second one is the one that almost made me fall off the toilet this morning.
What was the second one? Oh, if you opened a loaf of bread and skipped the first one, you know, and you don't even eat the first one unless it's touching the last one, then you've done hoodoo.
Yeah,
so congratulations,
baby.
You're going to hell with the rest of us. Yes, that's a hoodoo practice.
You know,
that is a hoodoo practice. And honestly, and if you've ever, and this is for the thugs and the gangsters and all of them, if you've ever tipped a 40 to your dead homie, yes, you've poured libations. Yes, welcome to the dark side. You're going to hell with the rest of us.
Oh, listen, my thing is this. If you ever beat somebody up in elementary school for their clothes and now you wear skinny jeans or tight pants, you did hoodoo. Like, you're going to hell with the rest of them.
No, wait, no. Hold on. No. We're not supposed to claim that one. We're not claiming that. No. No, we're not going to claim that one.
They did it, though. Come on, they did it, though. They, come on.
No.
80s babies mm-hmm. were bullies in high school.
Yeah, but no, nothing. No, that's all right.
If you listen, no. if you wore corduroy pants and not to talk about other people's clothing,
they can go to hell with us. We're just not going to claim them as root workers.
and listen, and it's great because I think everybody should have fun in life. I got a good one because
yeah.
I actually posted this myself this either this morning or last night, and it was the caption for me more than the actual the words that were said. Let me pull it up. Let me find it because hell, I post so much shit. God knows I post a lot of shit. This one right here. Air fryers are just microwaves for people who think they can cook. and I wasn't trying to be mean, but come on, all you doing is throwing some seasoning on this thing and then putting it in the thing and letting it do and then pressing
yeah.
a button and it pops it out on a timer. You ain't gotta watch this motherfucker. You ain't gotta do nothing. It literally stops on time and everything for you.
I have an air fryer. I've been having it for like 2 years. But honestly and truthfully, the only thing I've ever made in it was French fries. And, I keep seeing people talk about these wings and stuff. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it more. I promise I'm going to. I probably need to. But I haven't. Only thing I've ever cooked in is French fries. So I have, like, absolutely no air fryer recipes. Like, just... everything I cook is on the stove, like the whole time, or in the oven.
Right,
occasionally,
I'll pop out
the crock pot.
Like now they talking about because to me, I feel like if you're gonna be a cook for real, like I feel like sometimes you gotta put your life in danger. Like you gotta have a pressure cooker in your life if you can call yourself.
Like if
a cook.
You never almost burnt down the house, you can't.
if you ain't splashed some grease on yourself for frying it and not realizing the chicken was still kind of wet and then kind of looked at the pot like it disrespected you, I can't really call you a cook. I need you to have battle wounds in the kitchen. Like yeah, they done make cooking
yeah.
too safe for me. I like cooking a little bit.
Speaking of battle wounds, this morning, for some odd reason, like I don't even wear fake nails, but some odd reason I burnt my nail. I'm making breakfast, and next thing I know, I'm smelling something, and I like, why does my nail hurt? And I look up, and my thumbnail is like on fire. Like, what the hell?
What did you do to yourself?
I don't know. I mean, I just kind of flicked it and put it out. It wasn't like a big flame. It was just now I had a scorch mark on my nail. And I'm like, how in the hell sets the thumbnail on fire? Like, I don't think that's
crackhead.
If you have a similar story, then that's just weird.
you got crackhead tendencies now? I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I set a skillet on the stove, and I guess the flame was higher than I thought it was or something. And my thumbnail caught fire.
All right. So here's one other good meme I had, and then we're going to come back to you because I want to see what else you have for the week. Because, it's been a long week. So here's one that I posted yesterday. And the caption that I gave made it even better, too. So the meme says, I want some good up north cooking, said no one ever. Now, the caption that I put on this is, y'all can try to fight me on this all y'all want to, but all these recipes y'all know either came from the South or another country. But the funniest part about it was one of the girls came in, because up north we got the best Chinese food. Lady, you just agreed to what I said. Like, we also, and then she, crazy part, right? Let me tell you why I love and dislike black folks all at the same time, right? Because then they came back and said, well, I've never had good seafood in the South. First of all, people, the only thing that you are really doing to seafood is seasoning it or making a sauce. That is it. There is really nothing else to do to seafood. It is literally just seafood. What do we do with seafood? We put a little seasoning on it. We put a little lime on it. We add a little sauce, whatever else, you know, we want to add to it. But that's it. Like, people be acting like when it comes to seafood, ooh, girl, you was out there putting your foot in that crab boil. Bitch, it was a boil.
I think my second most popular meme of the week was the one that I said, if you delete me after I posted my significant other, then that's your loss because I cheat.
Oh, baby, when I tell you almost dropped my phone reading that one. And here's the sad part, because that's not the first time I've seen that meme. But, you know, when you actually post that meme, you know, some people actually take that meme serious. They start getting in your inbox.
That's the reason why I started putting the little hashtag, because sometimes people get in my inbox. So I put, you know, just jokes. And I did, you know, to make it even more funnier, I put, don't beat me, Joe.
Oh, ooh. No, some people like to be beat. Like, I got a friend right now. I felt bad for her because I had put up a meme because we was having a conversation. And you know, she's one of those people who absolutely love to get choked during sex. And so, I mean, like, choke. Like, I ain't talking about, like, the little, oh, my God, you put one finger on my throat and you choking me. No, I'm talking about she almost likes to not breathe, right? But
okay, no. I mean, no judgment, but no.
No, not my thing. I've never done this with her. I'm just telling you what I heard. So right now she can't do anything of that nature because she just got a new medical diagnosis and it's specifically given towards her throat region. So I told her, I said, see, this is what happens when you are a WWE fucker all your life. Now you gotta, you know, walk around with a dome phone on your head trying to have sex. Like, get your shit together. Oh, America, America, America. What we gonna do with y'all?
Oh, no telling.
Tiffany, do you realize we have already done a 30-minute show already?
We have done what?
We have already done a 30-minute show.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, when you are cracking up and having a good time, it goes by extremely fast. So we are at the end of this. We are at the end of this show for today. So, Tiffany, go ahead and do what we always do best and give the people a positive, funny word for the day.
I'm going to use the same one that I've been using because I highly believe in my affirmations. So if you have hurt me before, you can say it with me. If not, just process it and take it in. I am loved. I am protected. I am beautiful. I am healed. And I am a magnet for abundance, good health, and prosperity.
I love that. Mine is going to be a lot different today. Mine is going to say this, and I need all of you guys out here to follow me and believe in this with your whole heart. Get your dick sucked or your pussy ate. That's it.
We're in E-fiber. Not before. Not before. Let's put that out there. But after you have been orally gratified, eat fiber. It's going to take away all your anger. That orgasm and that poop is going to make you a much happier person.
Yes. Because scientific studies have shown that people are much happier after they fuck and shit.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
So, guys, thank you guys for making it from another show with the Ask Tiffany show. Tiffany, we will see you again next week. Same bat time, same
Yay.
Bat channel.
Yay!
All right,
Shout
love you. We're out of here.
Bye.